Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
So from Monday, the minimum hourly subsidy under the scheme for children under 15 will increase by more than 50%. That's from €1.40 to €2.14. There's also a childcare fee cap for new services in the government's core funding scheme, which stipulates a maximum fee that participating providers may charge. Now, the Minister for Children, Roderick O'Gorman, says the measures will help thousands of families to avail of early learning and childcare at more affordable levels. But what do the providers say? I'm joined by Mick Kenny, who's on the National Council of the Association of Childhood Professionals and a community childcare manager of two services in Kilkenny, and also Crona Byrne, who's owner of the Owl and the Pussycat Daycare in Ballinan, County Tipperary. Crona, I'll come to you first. So the state subsidies for childcare, the increase for families due to take effect from Monday, and it could mean a reduction of as much as €100 a week. It's good news for parents overall, we have to say, but what does it mean for you?
To be honest with you, and good morning to you, Claire, at this stage, it's kind of a bit of a mixed emotions for everybody. So it's great for the parents, and no one wants to see the parents get more looked after than we do, because the parents work hard for everything they do. But at the end of the day, we are stuck in a historical pay freeze. So we can't raise our fees since COVID. And so my fees at my two premises are frozen from 2017, and then with COVID they haven't come up since. Mm-hmm. So I'm caught on a lower, but the cost of living is higher. So everyone says cost of living isn't, but our electricity's gone up. Everything's gone up. We're being made out to be greedy providers, and we're far from being greedy providers. We just need to cover our costs.
Okay, and just on that, the Minister explained today that you can apply for an increase. There is a system in place now, and some organisations have done that. 8% of providers who are in the scheme have been granted the increase or have applied.
There, to be honest with you, and with the greatest of will in the world, we all appreciate the monies we got during COVID, first of all, let me just say that. But secondly, the paperwork they are putting us through to get anything from them is beyond a joke. We are trying to run premises. The hours we're working after to try and keep our paperwork up and going is ferocious. We're not getting any extra monies or assistance from them for this. They're making everything far more difficult. Mm-hmm. And this historical pay freeze has us frozen that we can't bring somebody else in, because the cost of staffing has gone up, because now we have to pay sick pay, and the sick pay is now due to increase. And now they want us also to pay for pension schemes. I don't know where they think this money's coming from.
Yeah, we did hear from a number of providers last week, and we know that there are others right around the country who are making the decision now to leave the scheme. Is that on your agenda? Are you thinking about it?
I have to say it is a thought. It is something I would have to consider. I mean, we appreciate what we're getting, but at the end of the day, we jumping through hoops we can't do any longer. We can't get staff to work in creches anymore because of the pressures they're under. There's creches closing down the length and breadth of the country, and Minister O'Gorman has come out several times to say there isn't. There is. I have seen through the Federation the stories from these women on pages. Claire, it would bring tears to your eyes to see what these people are going through and the heartbreak, and they have closed down their services after being in them for years, but they cannot cope with the poor funding, and they cannot cope with this amount of paperwork that has been put on us.
Mm-hmm. Now,
we have more inspections in a year than a school has.
Right. Now, the obvious thing I'm sure you would call for is for an increase for funding for providers. Is there anything else that the government could do to make things
lift
better?
Lift our pay freeze.
Right. Lift the fee freeze.
Lift that. That would help. But they need to open their eyes and realise. They took away, we had this grandfather clause, Claire, and it was absolutely wonderful that you can employ someone who's a bit older, like an older woman who would know if a child has a cough or a child's unwell or knows how to talk a baby into eating a food that they didn't want to eat. They had this there for many years and then they pulled it. If we had that back, we wouldn't have as severe an issue with staffing.
Because everybody now needs to be qualified. Listen, I know at the start you said, you know, the sympathy that you have for parents who are paying for this ultimately, despite the intervention from the government. Like, if the fee freeze is lifted, that's not going to help them, is it?
It's not going to help the parents, but, it, you know, in fairness, with what they're getting, like, never before has childcare been so much more reasonable in certain parts of the country. I appreciate in Dublin it is a lot higher, but in certain parts of the country, you know, there is parents that have, I sound terrible saying this, but there are parents that have good jobs out there and they're only having to pay 40 or 50 quid. Now, that's what they pay to a babysitter on a night out.
Mm. 40 or 50 euro gets them what?
Gets them full childcare for the week. That's all they have to pay after they get this scheme.
Full-time hours?
Yes.
Because one of the providers last week told me that she's leaving the scheme and that means that her families would have to pay 300 euro a week outside of the scheme. Does that sound reasonable to you?
So that's if they leave, that's yeah. if she comes out of the scheme, whereas I'm in the scheme. So a lot of my parents will be able to benefit from the scheme.
So you're saying that if the fee freeze was lifted, you could still offer a service at a reasonable rate for parents?
Yes, but they'd also they have to increase the ECCE funding as well. Mm-hmm. The ECCE funding hasn't been risen in years. Like, it's a joke. What we're getting covered for 5 days a week for these beautiful, beautiful children is three hours by 5 days, and we're getting €64.50 for it.
And that is not paying you to do it, you're saying. Listen, Mick.
Not when they want us to increase the levels of staff. And I want to make it clear, we're not greedy providers, but we have costs. Huge costs to us out there now.
You're running a business. You know, ultimately, you are running a business. That's what it is. Mick is with us, who is managing two community childcare facilities in Kilkenny. Good morning, Mick.
Hiya, Claire.
Now, you're in a different situation because yours is a not-for-profit organisation, but you've had to raise your fees recently.
Yeah, like a lot of what the other provider is actually saying, I'm nodding my head in an agreement to, like, we're in a situation, like, we are technically not-for-profit, but a lot of my fees go back to about 2017-18, and, like, in one of my services, some of the fees actually go back to, like, 2014, because... Like, I suppose with ourselves, you know, we're quite conscious, like, we're located in a disadvantaged area. So we're quite conscious that, you know, families do struggle. But even more so now with, the cost of living, everything has gone up. But unfortunately, that, you know, it's the same for us.
So you held off increasing your fees through 2014, through COVID. You come out of COVID and you're not allowed to increase your fees. That's where you're at.
Yeah. Like, we'd be very hesitant about, you know, raising the fees. And, like, once we have our bills paid, our staff are paid, like, we're quite happy. You know, we have a wee bit of money that we can reinvest into services.
But you went through that process that I was talking to Crona Byrne about there, where you applied to increase your fees to the county average. Now, was that an onerous process for you?
Well, we're in the middle of it at the moment.
Okay, you know, you've made the application.
Sort of said it to some of the families. But it is, like... There does seem to be an awful lot of work. We've done our initial expression of interest to it, and like we've been given a massive Excel sheet where we need to assign every child a serial number, and then actually say, you know, what type of place they have and how many days a week they have. Whereas realistically, you know, like last year we would have submitted all of our financial information under the obligations for core funding. So, like, you know, I suppose the first year of core funding, we would have operated at about a €40,000 deficit. Because, like, with ourselves, you know, like, we keep our, because of the community that we're in, we keep our ratio low and we do have additional staff to meet children's needs, more so than you would need under regulation. Mm-hmm. So we would, our staffing bill would have always been quite, you know, higher.
But when it comes to the application to increase your fees, you're saying the department already had the information, then you have to go through the process of giving it all to them again.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so what it is they need sort of how many children we have this year to sort of allow us to increase it, even though, like, what we do charge is well below the county average.
Yeah, I have a message in here from a parent, just to get that perspective on it. All of this is no good to parents who can't even get a place in formal childcare settings. And we've heard about this time and again, but this person's experience is this. My baby has been on every creche list from Ennis to Limerick since 2 months before he was born. I'm considering not having another child due to difficulties in securing childcare. Mick, what are your waiting lists like where you are in Kilkenny?
Yeah, like our waiting list is like 2.5 years. And like that, similar to what your caller was saying, like we have parents who are putting their names on our waiting list when they're 3 months pregnant. And I remember years ago hearing about it in other services, you know, in more urban areas, Dublin and stuff, and you're thinking, God, that's mad. You know, we start living out, like we're in the countryside, you know, rural. But like we have probably 7 or 8 children on the list that aren't even born yet. Mm. And like even this year we have some, and that's not even to get a place when they're 6 months old. We only take them from 12 months.
Right.
So when we were offering places this year, we were ringing up parents that we had to actually ask them, because they usually put down the estimated date of delivery instead of a date of birth. So we have to actually find out what the child is actually called and when they were actually born.
Extraordinary, you know, and stuff.
Like, it shouldn't be this case.
Yeah,
like, and I know the Minister O'Gorman talked this morning about, you know, a legal obligation on children to have access to the ECHE year, which is the free preschool year.
Yeah.
But like everything at the moment with you know, there seems to be a strong focus on the preschool up, but the under threes, it's sort of forgotten.
That's where the real pinch point is.
And even with capacity, like you were saying with...
Okay, can I just bring Crona back in here? What's your experience of waiting lists and people who can't get places, Crona?
Yeah, no, we have women ringing us panicking that are just pregnant and they're wondering, can they put their children's name down on a list? That's so very wrong. It really is. They shouldn't be under that pressure because of lack of spaces, because the government are not listening. The government are not listening. There are places closing left, right and centre. And Minister O'Gorman was saying last year that creches weren't closing that much. They were. And there is certainly an aspect to this being covered up at the moment by the government, and they need to stop.
Well, because on the Morning Ireland this morning, just to be fair to him, he gave the full year figures for 2023 when it came to closures. They're the most recent figures that he has. So we won't make that accusation that anyone is covering anything up. He said what he said in relation to the information that he has about 2023. How long are your waiting lists, and how many people can you tell us roughly have you got, Crona, waiting for a place?
I couldn't actually tell you right now how many. I know that we have 9 babies due in from March.
Mm-hmm.
We're full to capacity now. Completely full to capacity.
Completely
now.
Full.
Completely full.
And Mick, have you considered leaving the scheme altogether? I know you've just applied to try and increase your fees by whatever you're allowed to, €33 a week, I think, is the maximum. But have you thought about opting out of it altogether? Would that be feasible?
No, and I don't think we would either. Just simply because, like, before COVID, we would have been heavily supported under targeted schemes to support children with, you know, that are marginalised, are, you know, disadvantaged.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, that was removed. So with the NCS, the funding we get, like, really it's not fit for purpose to sort of operate a service with the supports that we do. So, like, we actually found, like, even though the funding isn't adequate, like, we found it steadied our ship, even though we did operate at a deficit. And as well as that, it does help us to keep the fees down. But, like, we are, like, while we are looking at increasing fees, like, I would much prefer core funding be increased, you know, and that support me and me being able to sort of keep the cost down. Because, like even when the fee increase came the first time from 50 cent to 140, I remember, while it's still not great for families, like Ireland, like Irish families are just paying way too much on childcare, I was delighted to be able to give something back.
Yes, and that's what, and you'd like to see that be the direction of travel, but at the moment you're going in the opposite way because you're looking to increase your fees because you're running at a loss. Listen, we have to leave it.
But at the same time in Ireland, the system is broken.
Yeah.
Because simply, like, you do have services like ourselves that are running at a deficit and are running tight.
Well, listen, we're getting that message, Mick, loud and clear. We're getting that message loud and clear. I have to leave it there. Mick Kenny in Kilkenny and Crona Byrne from County Tipperary. Thank you both for joining us on the programme. Coming up next, US presidential hopeful Kamala Harris giving her first big interview. We're going to get the expert view on how it all went for her.
Text 51551. Today with Clare Byrne on RTE Radio 1.